Welcome to the Arts and Culture Podcast from Voice FM Southampton. My name is Zan Phillips, and in this edition, we'll be meeting the actress and singer Carly Mercedes Dyer, who has performed in Six the Musical, and will star as Faye Treadwell in the touring production of The Drifter's Girl, which opens at Mayflower Theatre in Southampton ahead of a major UK and Ireland tour. Nominated for Best New Musical at the 2022 Olivier Awards, this smash hit show is a real audience pleaser with a phenomenal soundtrack packed full of iconic Drifters hits such as Saturday Night of the Movies, Save the Lance Dance for Me and Stand By Me. The story focuses on Faye Treadwell, the legendary manager of the Drifters who refused to give up on the group she loved, and it delivers the truth about the woman who made the Drifters the legends they are. We spoke to Carly before the show and asked her if the Drifters were part of her childhood or something new she had come to.
Do you know what? I think they were, but I'm never very good with knowing who the artist is and the name of songs, but I always know the song. I'm like, oh, I do know this, until you ask me to sing maybe the verse in karaoke. I'm like, I know the chorus. But because of this show, it's like, oh, I know a lot more songs than I thought I did. Like, obviously, you've got Fools Fall in Love, you've got This Magic Moment, you've got like Save the Last Dance for Me. There's so many that you go, oh, I didn't realize. You don't realize the expansive catalogue that they have. So without knowing, they definitely were part of my childhood.
Yeah, but there's the other side of it. In this particular case, your role in this is the hidden side of the Drifters, because it's a story that I didn't know about. Having said that, I didn't know much about the Drifters anyway. I just knew they were a great vocal group, and they wrote some great songs. Mm-hmm. But the fact that their manager was so integral to the story, but it was actually a woman.
Yeah.
Was this something that surprised you?
I don't know. Do you know what? Being a woman, I think sometimes you feel that you do get underestimated, or that I think for me, knowing that she was like the first African-American woman to manage a music group is something that you go, wow, you really did something amazing. And the more you hear about her story and the more that you watch the show, you realize that she really did blaze a trail, because there were so many times that the Drifters could have just been no more, but she persisted and she kept her foot on the gas, that it meant that there was no way that she was letting the Drifters go after trying so hard for so long. She was like, I'm going to keep this going, and it's going to be her legacy, even if that's not what she intended to do. It was just something that she kind of got dropped into.
Could you give the listener a sort of idea as to how, without spoiling the show, how what she faced in the world of music back then?
I think being a woman was a huge part of it, because she was someone that wasn't from this background. So not only being a woman, and then someone that's kind of just turned up into a situation where women don't normally exist, and then, you know, the things that go with being a Black woman, a woman at all, is just like being emotional, having maybe a chip on your shoulder when people think that when you say the world is against you, when really it is. And it's like the one person that you think that might understand you, aka your husband, says things that, like, you know, sometimes people don't like when you're too emotional. And you go, it's not me being emotional, it's maybe me being passionate about something, and it's something that I want to fight for, as opposed to you thinking that everything's been sorted. And you go, actually, I can see that there's still future in this. And because you're just seeing this vessel that is a woman or a Black woman, that you're not taking the chance to actually drive harder. But I think because she's such a tenacious, fierce person, that's what made her different, and which gave the Drifters their legacy and the fact that they have kept going.
Yes, they're still going, aren't they, as a group?
Mm-hmm.
It's not all the original members, though, is it?
No, I mean, when you see the show, you'll understand the premise of how the Drifters work, because, you know, they started off with a singer, Clyde McFatter, and then what happens is he gets drafted, and it means that, okay, so we don't have the person that kind of was original. So what happens then? Does it just mean that the group disbands? And we see that in popular culture nowadays, where you have one version of a group, and then you go, okay, so who's that person? Like, I remember being younger and it happening with Destiny's Child, which obviously Beyonce was in, and Kelly Rowland being like, so who are these people now? But it always meant the integrity of the group stayed as it's Destiny's Child, even though some people know that, you know, with these people in it, it's more likely to be their version of the Drifters, because people become your favorites and the people that you know the group as. So yeah, there was many a version of the Drifters. But in our show, there's an amazing moment where our hugely talented and insane male members in the show play many of the Drifters that come and go, but also because of the way that they act in the group, because of the way that they hold themselves, that they either get booted out or they get drafted, or, you know, things happen that it means that they're not in the group anymore.
Well, this sounds really innovative. I mean, Faye Treadwell, who is the person you are playing, I think, I mean, to me, that sounds, she must have been an originator of this style of entertainment, or this style of keeping the show on the road.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's what many people found attractive about her, because, you know, here's someone that is on, who's in like the education industry teaching, and then just happens to be at this plush club taking in, you know, celebrity sightings and things, and then meets a man that goes, oh, do you know what, I think you'd hold yourself well, and kind of wants to show off in front of her and introduce her to a celebrity, and then actually ends up changing the course of his career and the group that he's managing. So she really is someone that has never been encountered before in this industry, because one, she's a woman, which is, in some ways, it's tiresome to keep saying, but, you know, and you go, it is that thing where women, even nowadays, you still come across those things. You're like, oh my word, it is infuriating. But at the same time, she had the strength and the courage and the power to just keep pushing forward, even when people kept pushing back. So yeah, she really was the first of her kind. And it's, I think, just as Tina Treadwell, her daughter, had said, if you're going to tell the Drifter story, you really do have to tell it with her, because otherwise, where would they be? They wouldn't still be going.
And you tell it in song, don't you? Because you get a few songs yourself.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. which is great, because, you know, I think it's amazing for people to hear these songs that they know. But at the same time, in a musical, it pushes the story further forward and progresses when you get to hear, you know, the lead character, even though I would say this is really an ensemble piece, because the amount of work that everybody's doing on that stage, and the boys, oh my gosh, the amount of roles that they take on, it's incredible, and they deserve their own shout out. It is that thing where you go, you do need Faye to have songs, even if she's not a vocal member in the Drifters group. She's vocal in her own sense, in the way that she manages them. She needs to have her chance to tell her story through song, and to, I don't know, have that connection, I suppose, with their story, because it is all about the music, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And the harmonies and the stories as well, because the songs themselves are really good. Just like the Beatles had sort of kitchen sink dramas, these songs are also stories. I think, and that's why they have such longevity.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you're certainly making it sound like a story that everyone should know. And it's so frustrating, these things happen. So in your life, was there a certain someone that helped you in a way that Faye Treadwell helped the Drifters?
Oh, do you know what? I'd say my mum, actually. Because, I mean, growing up, I was extremely shy. And I remember my best friend in nursery going to dancing, and I wanted to go. But then, you know, it happens where you really enjoy something, and as we got older, she dropped out and had different interests. But my mum always took me to more dancing, and then when she was like, oh, maybe you should do some drama, she took me to all those lessons, and she was really good and savvy at finding, you know, Easter courses and summer courses and things to keep me involved in it. And, you know, the AmDram Society and summer schools where you could go and be involved in shows, and I think all of that meant that I really did have the bug, and that's where I found like my social grounding and just how to be with people, because I was painfully shy, but I also meant that I found a passion for something that I truly love, and I find it really enjoyable, that I'm actually able to do as a job now and get paid for. So yeah, I would definitely say that my mum is the Faye Treadwell of my life.
Well, that sounds brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, the show comes to the Mayflower on the 12th to the 16th of September. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Carly Mercedes-Dyer. And we're going to end on a song. And would you like to yes, got to end on a show. Yeah, every show has to end on a song, but the song in particular, could you just give an idea to the listener whereabouts this song sits in the show?
This song comes halfway through Act Two when things are not going quite so well for Faye Treadwell and the Drifters. And she's basically decided that, you know what, they're going to go to London. They're going to head across the sea and they're going to take their act to London. And she's basically singing this song about how she's going to make this great journey. But at the same time, it's at the hands of, you know, leaving her child behind. But everything is going to turn out well. So here is Harlem Child from The Drifters Girl.